this truth of my head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
Doug, two reasons why it's up to the Christians who are activist and radical.
All right.
Two reasons why it's up to us to go to our churches and win people over for the Lord and for the innocent. Two reasons.
Give me two good reasons, Bob. Maybe you can convince me.
Okay, this past week, the Values Voters Summit, Family Research Council,
yeah,
those
value
guys.
Voters. Yeah, conservatives.
And this week, in fact, this weekend in Denver, Colorado, the Women of Faith Gathering.
Now, how could those two?
These are two reasons why the people in this audience are vital for the battle against killing children and to reinvigorate the gospel being preached in this country. Two reasons. Here they are.
And you're saying it's up to the activists for these two reasons.
Yeah. For one, the Women of Faith.
Yeah.
They have told Personhood Colorado, you cannot get signatures for the Personhood Amendment here at our event.
At their big event at the Pepsi Center?
Yeah, with tens of thousands of women.
Really? They said we couldn't?
They said you couldn't, but we have some inside information for the audience. This morning.
I was there this morning.
You were there.
On the grounds of the Pepsi Center, very early.
With the team from Colorado Right to Life and Personhood Colorado.
Yeah.
The sponsors of the 2010 Amendment.
Right.
And you guys got about a drum roll.
I had my petition. I never held on to it for more than 10 seconds. I probably got over 200 signatures myself.
200 signatures. The team got about 1,000 signatures.
Yeah, there were probably half a dozen of us.
After being told that you can't get Personhood signatures at the Women of Faith event.
We were told we couldn't.
It's a public sidewalk.
Yes.
And so the women will be leaving. And the women who go, they're pro-life.
They're pro-life.
They know.
It was nonstop. It was very, very encouraging.
Right. Very encouraging.
It was awesome.
And so they'll be leaving.
Right.
And then there's a Christian concert at the Pepsi Center tonight.
Right.
So there's great signature gathering opportunities. If you're out there and you've got a blank petition, come on out to the Pepsi Center. What time's today?
Today, you could show up around 3:30 in the afternoon till 5 p.m. You could also show up around 7 for the Christian concert when people are going in. If you already have a petition, bring it down. If you don't have one, go to personhoodcolorado.com or call them, 303-456-2800. We'll give that number a little later.
In fact, we could have some blank petitions there at the Pepsi Center for you to pick one up to get signatures.
Absolutely. It was so... As they were kicking me out, it took them about 10 minutes to kick me out because I didn't stay on the public sidewalk because I wasn't aware that the Women of Faith Conference didn't want us to be on the Pepsi Center grounds. In fact, that thought never entered my mind.
Now, it was an attorney for Personhood Colorado had contacted them and said, we'd like to be there. We just want to let you know. It's a public venue. And they responded back, no, you're not to come to the event. And that's... we expect that from Planned Parenthood.
I would expect that from the DNC or Planned Parenthood, not to let Personhood petitioners on the ground.
Right, or from Dick Wadhams, but not from a Christian women's group. Women know it's a baby. They know it's a baby.
Oh, yeah.
So then tomorrow they're going to be back.
Tomorrow they're going to be back.
So what time's tomorrow? And if you're listening, you could go to the Pepsi Center.
Yep.
In fact, Gualberto will be there.
Gualberto will be there.
Garcia Jones.
He'll tell you where to go. We can set up on the public sidewalks, and we can catch the women going in if we're there at 8 a.m. tomorrow, and they'll be letting out at about 2 p.m.
Now, I don't know if Leslie Hanks will be there. She's the other co-sponsor with Colorado Right to Life, but she's picking up Lila Rose at the airport tomorrow for the banquet tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, the Colorado Right to Life banquet out at the Renaissance Hotel, 6 o'clock Saturday.
That's right, tomorrow night. And if you don't have a reservation, call immediately. Try to get it. But if you can't get it, just show up. And if necessary, I'll give you my seat, right? Just show up.
Show up.
And pay for a ticket at the door, $75.
A mere $75.
Right. And Colorado Right to Life's number, 303-753-9394. Now, I know it's our telethon.
Now, is that the number to call if you want to sponsor a table for 8 people for $600?
Yeah.
303-753-9394.
Right. And it's the Bob and Your Life telethon, but this is crucial to get people to the Colorado Right to Life banquet because Colorado Right to Life has really ignited the nationwide personhood movement, along Amen. With other groups like Personhood USA, American Life League, American Right to Life, and so on. But this is one of the key organizations. And now Personhood, Doug, I heard it this morning at the top of the hour news on the radio on Colorado Public Radio.
Ah, you listen to Colorado Public Radio?
It's embarrassing to admit.
Try to keep track of the enemy?
I also listen to NPR.
Oh, my.
National Public Radio.
You shouldn't do that when you're driving. You could fall asleep.
It's easier, actually, to listen to that than to false Christian conservative talk radio.
Okay.
It's easier to listen to people who are just blatantly wicked. Right. Anyway, they did a full report on Colorado Public Radio at 9 a.m., in their newscast about the Personhood Amendment is back from last year.
Wow.
And their petition drive, and that they will be at the Pepsi Center at the Women of Faith event.
Wow.
This was all on the radio this morning by the pro aborts.
You would think they were on our side.
And they announced that Personhood is now active in states around the country.
That's right. Florida, they've submitted language. Missouri is very close.
California on Monday.
California next
week. And Lila Rose is a co-sponsor of the Personhood Amendment, along with Walter Hoy. I mean, this is big news.
It's big.
Big.
And we're going to teach people. You know, the law is the great teacher.
Yeah.
And if we can change the law to teach our children and our future generations that an innocent child in the womb is indeed a person.
Yeah, Christianity.
That's what it's all about.
This is a Christian battle.
It's a Christian battle.
This is the Christian battle because we honor God who made us in his image, in his likeness, and God is the one who said, do not murder.
Preach it, brother.
So, Doug, tomorrow, what time in the morning at the Pepsi Center?
8 a.m. at the Pepsi Center if you want to catch the ladies going in to the event.
And leaving.
Leaving about 2 o'clock. If you show about 2 o'clock, they'll start letting out. But today, if you can go down today, after the show, 3:30, 4 o'clock, get down there. They'll be letting out. And then there's a concert going on if you were down there around 7 o'clock.
There's a concert at 7 o'clock tonight. So they'll be going in back in at 6 o'clock tonight.
And if you've gotten signatures, if you've gone in front of a local grocery store and you've gotten 10 or 15 or 20 signatures in a few hours, which I've done on a number of occasions.
This is a harvest of signatures.
We're talking hundreds and hundreds of signatures.
This is like
a feeding frenzy.
It's like fishing in a barrel.
Yeah, it's a feeding frenzy.
This is like getting salmon in Colorado.
Yep.
As the
security personnel were dragging me from the grounds, people were grabbing my board and signing it.
Flocking to sign it as the security is kicking you off the property.
Out.
So 1,000 signatures this morning, and that's with Women of Faith saying, no, you cannot get signatures to protect unborn children.
I'm not sure why
at
they
our
did
event.
That. It seems to me, Bob, that the folks at Personhood Colorado got in touch with Women of Faith and let them know explicitly what we were all about.
Yeah. Just imagine the same kind of mindset back when blacks were slaves would have said, look, this is a Christian event.
Right.
We don't want anything political.
No problem.
Regardless of whether we're for or against slavery, it's not relevant.
Right.
And Germany, all the Christian leaders who did nothing to speak out against the Holocaust. And after the war, they were trying to defend their reputations. We did as much as we possibly could.
All right. If you think you can be neutral on this issue, you are wrong.
Yeah, you cannot,
be neutral.
Right.
Now, Bob, you
God
said
God will not allow anyone to be neutral.
No.
It's like the Good Samaritan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
they didn't kick the guy. They just left him there on the side. They were neutral.
So either you love your neighbor or you're apathetic
to
a child being slaughtered.
Right.
Okay. So, but I also said Family Research Council's Values Voters Summit.
Yeah.
Doug, this past week.
Mm-hmm.
This is the pro-family FRC. They're with focus on the families.
Yeah.
You know, Gary Bauer, now it's Tony Perkins. So this is the political arm of the body of Christ in America.
Right, and the hierarchy. These are the number one organization.
And Doug, I'm going to tell you two people they got to speak at the event.
Okay.
And who they're promoting as a godly pro-family, pro-life leader.
Okay, so let me guess. It was Lee Homoki.
No.
Les Feldick.
These would have been great choices.
Oh, no, was
no,
it?
They got Bill O'Reilly to speak at one of the main events.
Bill O'Reilly.
From the Fox News Channel.
Oh, really?
Now, for those... Oh, really, O'Reilly?
Oh, really?
Now, for those who maybe think he's Christian, just a quick rundown. Bill O'Reilly is pro-choice.
Yes.
Bill and that from his own mouth, and we've documented all this. He is pro-choice. Mm-hmm. He does not believe abortion should be illegal. He thinks it should be totally legal for any reason in the early months, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Bill O'Reilly.
He's against the death penalty. Oh. He's pro-evolution from animals.
Mm-hmm.
He's against spanking. He believes the Old Testament is allegorical. In other words, it's not true.
It's just a fairy tale to Bill.
He's pro, not only pro-homosexual, he's pro-homosexuals adopting children.
No, say it ain't so,
he's pro-homosexual unions, all that stuff.
And he's hosting what now?
He's hosting the Values Voter Summit. He's pro-public schools. He's an author. You know he's an author?
I know. He's written some books.
Of novels with tawdry sex scenes in them.
Well, I'm sure. Well, that doesn't surprise me.
B-novels.
So he was the GLAAD, the National Gay Lesbian Alliance
for... No, this was the Values Voters Summit.
Oh, Value Voters.
By FRC, Family Research Council, and Focus on the Family. O'Reilly refers to God as the deity.
Small g God.
The deity being as impersonal as he can possibly be, because he doesn't have a personal relationship with God. Someone who loves God does not refer to him as the deity.
No.
No.
No, at least no one in my immediate circle of friends.
No. That's maybe in the Soviet Union, a government, maybe a Pravda news article, or maybe a communist encyclopedia might refer to the deity, but not a Christian.
No, not a real Christian who loves Jesus Christ and has a relationship with his creator.
And not even a fake Christian, really.
Yeah, not even,
would refer to God exclusively as the deity.
The deity.
Right.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So that's the state of Christian leadership. Bob, you said at the top of the broadcast, it's up to the activists.
Yeah.
What can we do to influence Christian leadership, even, let's say, on the level of our church, our pastor?
Yeah, this is what we have to do. We, as Christians, need to see our own church as our mission ground.
Amen.
And regarding the personhood amendment in Colorado or whatever state people are listening to us in, you take a petition, you take the Colorado Right to Life talking points, you figure out who in your church is most supportive.
Right.
You might be the only one. If you're the only one, you don't give up. You don't get discouraged.
No.
You serve the Lord. And, you know, they might kill you as a Christian. Christians get killed through the centuries. Well,
yeah, but the worst that could happen in this situation...
You might get somebody's
shunned.
Disapproval.
You might get not disinvited to a lunch.
But, I mean, as a prophet or as an apostle... You know, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Christians have been killed.
That's true.
And they still love and serve the Lord. And they say, well, even if you're going to kill me, I still will serve the Lord.
Amen.
So as a Christian, then, I mean, theoretically, you could be martyred like Jim Pullion in Owosso, Michigan.
Could happen.
I don't have to go back 400 years to find the last time a pro-lifer was killed.
No.
But you serve the Lord. You love the Lord. He sacrificed for us. He wants us to give our lives for him and for our neighbors.
Amen.
And so you take your petition and you go into the church and you go to the pastor. You say, we'd like, this is a Christian battle.
That's
no one else will stand up for these kids. Mm. It's a Christian battle. Please, we need to get signatures at our church. So we'd like to do this on Sunday mornings, whatever. And just bring the ministry to your church.
Mm.
That's vital. Doug, at the Values Voters Summit, Mitt Romney was presented as the hero of the pro-life community. Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney of Massachusetts
who authorized tax-funded surgical elective abortions.
Right.
Right. Mitt Romney.
He's the hero of...
And that's after he became pro-life.
All right.
2 years after.
Now, let's keep in mind...
1-800-836-9278. Sorry, Doug.
Let's keep in mind, we've introduced the Personhood Initiative. We've started gathering signatures. We're going to go through the fall. We're going to end up in the coldest months of winter when we finish this out. It would make sense for people. I want to exhort and I want to lift up and encourage people to be bold and to think about your church as a mission field for the unborn. Go to your pastor with respect, with deference, in all humility, and... Let him read the 3-line proposed amendment to the Colorado Constitution. Let your pastor read it. Let your elders read it. Let your priest or your rabbi read it.
Yeah.
And just ask him, will you let me circulate the petition? If it's a big church, would you allow some of our volunteers to come in and bring some petitions?
Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a petition, here's a great opportunity. Go to the Pepsi Center today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or go to Colorado Right to Life's banquet tomorrow night.
Chances are we'll have some petitions there.
Chances are.
Yeah.
Guaranteed, Lord willing.
We will.
Unless we get struck by a meteorite.
Right. We will have petitions
there. We'll have petitions there to share with you so that you can go to your church and get be on fire.
Yeah.
And ask your pastor for his blessing, because this is a Christian battle. This battle is for the body of Christ.
Amen. And I think, Bob, that there are a lot of pastors who by nature want to avoid controversy. And so when someone from Personhood Colorado or American Right to Life or Colorado Right to Life calls these churches, they are naturally prone to avoid this issue. And so they don't want controversy in their church. But if someone comes from their own congregation,
That helps.
It
that
can
helps.
Help a lot.
And don't think that God can't use you. Don't think that.
Right.
Don't think that God cannot use you. Where in the Bible are you going to get that kind of teaching? God cannot use me. You're not going to get it. You yield to the Lord and you offer yourself. And here's this opportunity. Now, Doug, at the White House in Washington, D.C., the Muslims have gathered.
Is that right?
For a national day of prayer to Allah.
Get out of here.
They have.
In the United States of America?
Yeah. And the guy who has organized this is a New Jersey lawyer who's defended terrorist suspects. All right?
I'm shocked, but I'm not surprised.
No. And so this is what's interesting about this is he was on Fox News.
Okay.
And he was asked.
This is the lawyer who's organizing the Islamic Day of Prayer.
Yeah, the Islamic Day.
All right.
First of all, having a lawyer, it's a little scary.
That whole thing.
That's how the pro-life movement went wrong. It was hijacked by lawyers and politicians.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no longer a Christian battle on Christian principles.
Right.
It's pragmatic on compromise. And you can't get God's blessing that way as a general rule.
That's right. We've abandoned using the name of God and quoting the word of God in this battle. And that's why we're destined right now, if we keep going along the lines of national right to life, we are destined for failure.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've abandoned the greatest weapon we have, the word of God.
Right. And there's no reason by the laws of science to stop abortion.
That's right.
The laws of science don't tell you whether you should lynch or not.
Or whether you should love.
Or not.
Love is not a part of the equation in scientific.
No.
It's not.
Right. So.
How can we expect to win if
we abandon
the word
of God? So here's what the organizer of the Islamic National Day of Prayer said when asked, are you going to condemn these terrorist actions like 9/11 and in Bali and all these actions?
Sure. All of them.
And he said, it's inappropriate at a day of prayer. This is not to deal with political issues.
Excuse me?
Now, murdering people, that's not a political issue. Murdering the innocent, it's a moral issue.
Yeah.
It's a God issue. Mm. And so what he said is exactly what pastors have said. Exactly. We're here at church. This is not political.
Right.
This is church. And so think about the example of this Muslim leader, a lawyer who's defended terrorist suspects, saying at the Muslim National Day of Prayer in Washington, D.C., we will not condemn terrorism at our event because we're not dealing with political issues.
He's learned well from the Christian leadership in the United States. We've given him the out.
We have exactly. He could have picked that up from the National Education Association.
Unbelievable. Wow.
So, as
Bob, you know what? Yeah. That reminds me, as I was being removed from the property there at the Pepsi Center this morning, early on, a woman walked up to me with just a flush red face, and she said, sir, do you really think this is the place for politics? And I said, this is not a political issue, ma'am. This is a moral issue. Here, read it. It takes 10 seconds. It's three lines. She wouldn't even read it. She was so mad, and she stormed away. But in the meantime, I was swarmed with women who wanted to sign the personhood petition.
You know, post-abortion syndrome is pretty difficult because
I held my tongue.
Even women who are pro-choice, you know, suffer, but some of them suppress it.
Mm.
But women who love God, then they, of course,
really strong.
Realize that they killed their child. And how wrong that was, but at the same time, God forgives us, even for the most heinous sins. In fact, those who crucified Jesus Christ needed only to trust in him to have eternal life. even those who crucified Jesus Christ. So we've got the Values Voters Summit, and we've got the Women of Faith.
Bob, the leadership of the Christian community needs some guidance.
Now,
it seems to me,
Focus on the Family should stand up and educate the body of Christ and say Mitt Romney pushed homosexual marriage on the people of Massachusetts. He ordered state workers to provide homosexual marriage licenses. Yeah. Mitt Romney ordered that of his own accord.
No, and I think he says that he really had no choice in that, being only the governor.
Yeah, it's a complete fabrication.
He was pretty low on the chain of command. He was only the governor.
He promised the homosexuals that he would promote homosexual rights, homosexual marriage. He promised them that. When he talks to Christians, when he wants our vote, he says he had no choice. There was the Goodrich decision.
Yeah.
And the Goodrich decision by the Massachusetts Supreme Court never even mentioned the governor, Doug, not one time. It didn't mention the governor.
No.
It didn't tell the governor he had to do anything. It asked the legislature to reconsider the matter. That was it. That was it.
And that forced his hand.
That forced him to implement homosexual marriage. So Mitt Romney is pro-homosexual marriage and pro-tax-funded surgical elective abortion and pro-government health care. They got Romney care out there.
And he's speaking as if he is an inspirational figure to leading Christian ministries and organizations
and Focus on the Family.
World.
And Focus on the Family said that we are very much like him. Let's go to the phones, Women of Faith, Lucy Swindoll. Lucy, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you. Nice to be on your show. Appreciate it.
Hey, Lucy, it's great to have you on. We're on KLTT AM 670, 50,000 watts.
Okay.
And we've been talking already on the show about all the thousands of women who've gone down to the Pepsi Center. Could you describe the event to us? Because it's still going on tomorrow, right?
Yes, it is. In fact, there's a Friday feature going on today with a couple of speakers. That's ending in just a little while, probably another 45 minutes. And then this evening at 7 o'clock, we begin the main event of A Grand New Day. And it's the theme for this year. There'll be speakers and singers and drama tomorrow.
Yeah.
All of that goes on. And tonight we have as a guest Marcus Buckingham, who is the author of Strength Finders, and he will be speaking on that topic.
Yeah, Lucy, I'm also the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And many of the women that that we work with are down there today, going down there tomorrow. And what do you do with Women of Faith?
Well, actually, I'm a speaker, Doug. I speak on I'm the last thing on Saturday night, and I talk about how God can interject himself in the middle of your trouble. Everything that is said.
And the Lord is good at doing that.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Amen.
Hey, Lucy, and Doug McBurney's here, and Bob Enyart.
Oh, thank you. Good.
Lucy, this morning on Colorado Public Radio, they had a report about the Women of Faith.
Good.
And if I want to tell you what they said and just have you put on your thinking cap a moment.
Okay.
To we could talk about this. This is a statewide public radio network.
Okay.
And they said that a Christian group, the Personhood Amendment, they're trying to get the God-given right to life for unborn children, that they would be there out on the sidewalk by the Pepsi Center to get signatures. And it turns out they were there. They got about 1,000 signatures. We got the report. But then maybe you could talk to the leadership of the Women of Faith, because then they were asked by the Women of Faith organization to leave. And they were
really
so discouraged, and they hope to come back tomorrow.
Really? Well, I'm really not in a position to address that.
Right.
If they were trying to talk to the leadership of Women of Faith, I'm a speaker for Women of Faith.
All right.
I can pass that on to them, but I don't know why they would be asked to leave.
Yeah.
I really am not.
Women of Faith is
to address that.
Yeah, Women of Faith, of course, they love the Lord. They love the innocent. They're preaching the gospel. And, of course, Jesus told us to love the little ones, you know.
Amen.
And Christians are Christians love the child, even in the womb, and want to protect them. So could you just pass on just a prayer from Bob and Yurt Live at KLTT Radio that tomorrow they'd allow the Personhood Colorado folks and Colorado Right to Life outside on the sidewalk.
Yeah, because, Lucy, this is Doug McBurney. Really appreciate you calling in. We've got reports from women who were down there this morning. There were thousands of women who wanted to sign the petition, but because the Right to Life petitioners were removed from the Pepsi Center, they didn't have that opportunity. And we're hoping that the leadership at Women of Faith would change their mind on that and allow Colorado Right to Life
for
and
tomorrow.
To.
So, yeah,
well,
for tomorrow.
Let me just say, I'm not sure it was Women of Faith who made that decision about your having to leave the Pepsi Center.
We actually got some correspondence that they considered the request from Personhood Colorado.
Made a request a number of weeks ago.
Yeah, and turned them down. And so now their goal is to be on the public sidewalk, but they want it to be a cordial Christian fellowship effort. And so maybe you could just pass it on. I understand
We could use your help, Lucy.
Well, I will be happy to pass that on. I'm sorry that that happened.
Oh, that's okay. And Lucy, you know what's so weird, a coincidence, that today in Washington, D.C., there's an Islamic National Day of Prayer, and Fox News had the organizer on, and he's actually an attorney for terror suspects. And they asked him, would you oppose terrorism at your event? And he said, no, this is not a political event. This is a religious event. And so we're just hoping that Christian leaders will see protecting children as not political, but as Christian.
Amen.
Well, I appreciate your concern, and we all share that same concern.
Yes, please hold the line, Lucy.
Lucy, may God bless you. We appreciate you being at Women of Faith. Maranatha, what a great school. And KGov.com, KGOV.com.